When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Ah, can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It is a Football Friday on the WIP Afternoon Show. With Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Ike, how are we feeling?
Brother Spike, it's Football Friday. I'm feeling pretty good. Birds heading into the weekend. T-shirt and hat game. Sure, you guys don't know what that's like.
Yes, I do.
I do. Four times. T-shirts, hats. That's when you win a division.
Oh, yes. I didn't know what that was.
And Jim Schwartz in 2020.
Well, I mean, I said what I was a part of. I wasn't a part of that. Oh, that's right. That's right. They had a T-shirt and hat game that we didn't even really want to win. But
they literally tanked it.
Yes. And that voice you hear over there is Fritzy, Jackie Baseball. Holla at you, boy. How about that? The Phillies are awake.
Yeah, they are. Yeah, they signed Zach Bond 2.0. We'll get to that later.
Oh, is that what that is? That we were calling it Zach Bond 2.0?
It's a great side.
Yeah, okay. All right, the worm is good. Before we get to our show, we have to start with this. I didn't think I would ever say this. I didn't think there would be a world where Howard Eskin was not on WIP. So news came out, I don't know if you saw it or not, a little while ago that my dad, Howard Eskin, is no longer going to be at WIP starting now. I love my dad, and I am incredibly proud, and I think, what's the word I'm looking for? Without him, first of all, WIP is not where it is today. But specifically for me, I would not be here. Now, look, I'm way better than he ever was. But without him, none of this happens. And without the institutional knowledge I have growing up around him, all of those things, and the things that he gave to the station, gave to me, I am very thankful for. I didn't think there would ever be a day where I would say that Howard Eskin was not on WIP. Quite honestly, I thought he would probably outlast all of us on WIP. So the fact that he won't be here to drive me crazy is not something I ever expected. But I guess I would just close it in saying that I'm appreciative of him. I'm glad for the time he spent while he was here. I'm glad for the knowledge I picked up of what to do and what not to do over the years. And that's about it. I guess the final thing is that while I'm proud of him and I am I'm not happy that he's not here anymore. I personally am incredibly happy where I am at WIP, who I work with Ike and Jack, with Rod, with my infrastructure here. So I am here, and that has nothing to do with him not being here anymore. So if that was a thought in your mind, you can get rid of that. And that's about all I got on it. You have worked with him quite a bit, actually.
I have. Yeah. I have, and I, like you, was kind of really shocked about the news about an hour or so ago that he would not be with this WIP family moving forward. So, you know, I had the privilege and honor of working with Howard over a decade ago in my earlier days of being here for almost 3 years. We worked together, and he didn't have very many partners throughout his storied career here. So don't think I don't take that and hold that in high regard that I was able to sit next to him for 4 hours a day during the time that he was on. And he's one of the people that introduced me to this world of sports talk radio. Being here as a player and listening to him and Angelo on WIP back from the 610 days in the late 90s and even my first sort of remembrance of Howard as a young kid, getting a chance to stay up late at night when my mother would allow me to on Sunday nights just so I could watch the George Michael Sports Machine that came on at 11:30 that was syndicated out there in the area I lived in Cincinnati. That was my first remembrance of Howard Eskin as he would fill in from time to time for George Michael. So, you know, coming here and once my playing career was over with, and like I said, getting a chance to work next to him in the same field as he, for the same company as he, it had never been lost on me why he is truly referred to as the king of sports talk radio here in Philadelphia, because that's who truly who he is. Everyone that has worked here came after him. He carried the banner for this station for a lot of years as the face of sports talk radio in this town and as a face and a voice for people in this town. So we're going to miss him, obviously, not being around here and hearing his voice on the airwaves. So I just want to give my debt of gratitude and thanks to him for indirectly at times helping me become who I am today.
You know, it's kind of funny because most people think when they meet me and they meet him, they're like, wow, I don't even know how you're related to that guy. You guys are so different. But it is not lost on me that I am here doing the shift that he was the first one to do. You know, yeah. Like that is not lost on me. So, and you can hear it when I get mad with a caller or something. There is Howard Eskin.
You all know that. Believe me, we know.
Yeah, it's there. And the final thing I'll say is this sounds a little bit like a eulogy. So, and it shouldn't, because okay. He's not, if you think you are rid of Howard Eskin in your world, that is not happening. And if anybody was worried from a health standpoint, I'm sure he will speak as he speaks, but he is okay there. He's crazy, but he's been crazy for a long time. So aside from that, there's not a health issue or anything, and he is not disappearing from this world. So from the sports world, I mean. So you, if you were worried about that for 1 second, you should stop worrying about that right now. So that's all we got, and on to the radio show. Jack, was there anything you had there? Because you did host Fritz at 6, Riding with the King.
Sounds like he's ducking.
Is he ducking you?
Yeah,
just he could not work with Fritz anymore.
Yeah, that's mainly it. Yeah, so. We had a good time. He is ducking Eagles Insider of the Year.
Yep. He can't win now.
Yeah, recused, I guess.
Yeah, recused from Eagles Insider of the Year. Yeah.
See you soon.
Yeah. Or appreciate you.
Appreciate you.
There you go. The Jack Fritz appreciation.
Just understand.
Yeah.
If you and I ever die, when we do die.
Yes.
This dude is not getting up there.
No.
To speak.
No eulogy from
to say
Jack.
Say anything.
But and this is not to put you in the grave, Ike. But if I do your speech on that day, can I bring the drop board?
I was going to say.
Yeah, it would be with the drop board.
Yeah,
for sure.
I was going to say, Jack's going to play the fart.
That's him.
Yep.
That's him.
And the Taylor Swift thing,
my
I'm
goodness.
Sure. Yeah.
Happy birthday, Roo Taylor.
Yeah.
All heart. That guy in there.
Truly. Yep. You know, for a guy who is a kind person, he does not, good at that part.
I know what it is.
Yeah.
He didn't get hugged enough.
Yeah, whoa, did you get hugged enough? Maybe it was hugged too much.
I think I was hugged too much.
Yeah, that's actually the only child part of you, I think, was probably hugged too much. So, on to the Eagles. It feels weird, but on to the Eagles.
Yeah, on to the birds.
So, you know, A.J. Brown just said that he is playing, but out of nowhere, we saw A.J. Brown with a knee thing on the injury report. Here's what Nick Sirianni had to say about A.J. Brown.
Hey, Nick, did A.J.'s knee injury happen in practice? Or is that something from the game?
Yeah, he was limited yesterday. We'll see how it is today.
Was it a practice thing or was it the game?
He was limited. Yeah, he was limited yesterday.
Well, he didn't enter the practices with any status, so
you guys can figure that out.
So, did he finish practice?
He was limited.
Now, AJ, I think, intimated that he is not 100%, but he can play through it, based on the quotes I saw from Elliott and Tim McManus when they talked to AJ afterwards.
I don't know. Is there something wrong with letting us know he got, it was something from the game or practice?
I think what he said
competitive advantage.
I don't get the competitive advantage.
To not saying when it happened?
Yeah. If he's banged up, he's banged up. If he's going to play, he's going to play. But wondering when it happened, I don't understand the competitive advantage or disadvantage that is. His answers made that a lot more awkward than it needed to be.
Right. Hey, there was a weird thing that happened in the game. It flared up on him.
Yeah, we all saw the play.
It flared up on him. You know, we hope he's a go, we'll see.
It's not a big deal.
Poor Nick. We tell Nick to say less. He says less, and we're mad that he doesn't say more. Welcome to Philly, Nick. So, you know, when I heard all this stuff earlier, it hit me. I was having this feeling during the week that we are a little overconfident about the Philadelphia Eagles with the rest of the season and the playoffs. And when I heard Nick talking about AJ and think about an AJ injury, and honestly, I think on the field, he is the most important player on the field, AJ Brown. And I would say above Saquon, I think AJ Brown is the most important player on the field. And it made me think about our overconfidence and just how fragile all of this is. As we sit and we point to all of Detroit's injuries and so on and so forth, and just think that we're going to march through the regular season and then through the playoffs. Everyone is convinced that the Philadelphia Eagles are, without question, the best team in the NFC. And I'm not so sure that is as cut and dry as everyone seems to think. Detroit is a very good team that has the inside track on the number one seed in the NFC. If they don't end up as the number one seed, Minnesota could very well end up as the number one seed in the NFC, a team that we have all ignored and only has the same number of losses as we do this season. A dome team at home, Detroit, a dome team at home. And I think everyone just assumes this is going to be easy on Sunday. Washington's a good team. It's a division game. We're on the road. AJ Brown is banged up. And I just think we all need to take a breath. We can be excited. We can be hopeful. But this is not like the rest of this season, the regular season, the playoffs is not a coronation of the Eagles. This is going to be a grind. This is as fragile as any other team who could lose an important player. And I think that the city, I hope the team doesn't feel this way, but I think the city and a lot of us here at WIP are a little overconfident about the Philadelphia Eagles.
Well, for good reason. Are you kidding me? Have you watched them play? Have you watched this team play all year? You see both sides of the football? You see everybody else in the NFC?
Yes.
We got every reason to be overconfident and very confident. But here's the thing. As long as the players aren't overconfident, that's really what matters. As a fan base, I think we have every reason to feel like we're the best team in the National Football League. And being nervous may help you sort of cope with your anxiety, but it doesn't mean it makes the team any less significant from a how good they are. It doesn't make them any less of a team just because you may have a little bit of anxiety about how good they are, and you're afraid that you may get your emotions too involved, and then you're going to get let down. That's not going to happen. That's the power of positive thinking. This football team is ready to take off. I look at the rest of the teams around the league. Everybody's had their own little storylines and why they should win and why they look good. Well, guess what? The Eagles have it just as well. We have a storyline there that says we're a team of destiny. We're a team that deserves to be right there with the championship. We just need good health the rest of the season, continue to play hard, and I disagree with you when you say about AJ being the most important player on the team or the most important player on the offense, however you phrased it. First of all, Jalen's the most important player. He's the quarterback. Saquon's the best player. Now, I would have reversed that and maybe have called AJ the best player a couple months ago. But I think Saquon has shown you when AJ has been more of a complimentary piece, Saquon has shouldered the load for the offense more than AJ has. So he is the most important player on the offense. I mean, he is the best player on the offensive side of the ball and the most valuable player. Jalen is the most important player. AJ is the best complimentary piece. He has an accent to what we do offensively. And AJ being banged up. Let me tell you, if there was ever a silver lining for us Saquon Barkley truthers, it's AJ Brown being banged up. Because damn it, that means we're not going to get goofy and start throwing the ball more than we need to, and we're going to Pound Town Sunday. We're going to Pound
Town
Sunday.
Taking everybody to Pound Town,
baby. That's right. We're going to Pound Town with the guy who has gotten us here, and it was cute to get back to the passing game to make, you know, make some of the doubters happy, quiet some of the noise, quiet down AJ who needed his touches and a touchdown. Yeah, we got that done last week. Now we get back to doing what we do best. See, and we started to get cute this week, too. That's what happens when we throw the ball. See, when we were running the ball, everybody was head down, hard work, bring your lunch pail, hard hat. We're a boring team. We don't need all the flash and dash. We don't care who gets the credit. We're just winning games. Moment somebody say pass, and here we go. Jalen turns into Nino Brown with his outfit, chains back out. Before then, Jalen was coming to the game with suits on, businesslike.
Well, suits on with zero, 0 points in the first quarter.
Well, I'm just saying. We
looking businesslike. 0 points in the first quarter.
And then as soon as we throw the ball, everybody wants to be flash and dash again.
Yeah, because you know what? That wins.
No. That's what won last week. That's what got us in trouble early in the season. I don't mind throwing it at times. We are a run-first, defensive-oriented football team. Let's not lose our identity. Can you imagine all of a sudden after winning 9-10 straight games, we decide we want to change our formula up and we lose? What do you think everybody's going to say?
You know what? No. I think you're crazy. I think you're crazy on this one because nobody changed any formula. The quarterback just did his job. Saquon got 21 touches. He only threw 32 mm-hmm. times. Mm-hmm. Everyone grew up and acted like a real NFL offense instead of this high school, you know, stuff that we're doing every other week, giving the ball to one guy over and over and over again.
We know what's there. We know what we're capable of doing. I'm just saying the more you do that stuff, the more you're susceptible to bad things happening. Turnovers, sacks, getting behind the yard, getting behind the chains. Like, that's what – last week, okay, it worked. Now we're going to go out and say, this is what we're going to do?
It's what we should have been doing the whole time.
No, that's not how we got to where we are. We didn't get to winning 10 games straight, being the best team in the league by throwing the football. Jalen's doing a great job managing the game. All of a sudden, we need to prove to everybody that we're a throwing team because of WIP. We're talking about it. Now, all of a sudden, we got to prove to everybody we're a throwing team, right? All right, just saying, now go out there and start turning the ball over, getting sacks, and getting away from what got us here. You're going to have to answer for that.
All right,
I'd rather lose the way I came to the party versus me switching it up, trying to get cute, and I throw everything off kilter.
Lose with 14 points and 222 yards of offense.
We got a great defense that's playing well, that's not giving up points. You don't have to play reckless football. Once we stopped all the analytics, going for it on fourth down, the overly aggressive, all the silly stuff trying to prove how cute and smart we are. When we started doing nuts and bolts, chicken and gravy football.
Tush push.
That's where we're at. Look where we're at. Look where we're at. Even last week, 4th and 2. I was so proud of Nick last week. 4th and 2. 4th and 2, and he decided to send Jake Elliott out there to kick the field goal.
Left 4 points on the field.
No, granted, penalty. We got the first down, moved down. We still only got a field goal. My point is I love his decision to not go for it and kick the ball. We haven't had any angst from that standpoint, in over a month.
This is part of the overconfidence.
Man, because we're playing smart football now. We're playing football, fundamentally sound football. Get back to ground and pound. We're going to Pound Town Sunday.
215-592-9494. Are Eagles fans too, are we all too
overconfident
about the Eagles right now? Now, I was going to...
Supremely confident.
We do have a next question today because we have one final $50 gift card to the Stateside Distillery Tasting Room. Joe and Hugh going to be there on Sunday for the pregame show. Mm-hmm. They will do the show there. It'll be an ugly sweater block party. But actually, Jack, because my dad's not going to be at WIP anymore, I actually don't even remember what next question is.
What's something you look forward to?
That's right. Something you look forward to because Christmas is coming. Bowl season is coming. Playoffs are coming. Snow for lunatics. They like that. That's coming. So, Jack, what do you look forward to?
Well, you just said lunatics, and I totally disagree. I look forward to the first snowfall. And
no.
I'm not talking a little dusting. I need inches. I need a good...
Wow.
good 6 inches of wow. snow.
Yeah, that, good luck with that.
That gets you out of bed in the morning.
I tell you.
That's what I...
Look at you doing. Look at what you're doing.
I want Walker's first snowman.
Would Jill settle for 2 or 3 inches of snow?
I just want you to keep going down this aisle. Yeah, keep going.
Like an avalanche.
Yes, keep going.
I was born basically around the blizzard of 96. Okay. I need a recreation of that in 2025.
Ike, do you have something you look forward to?
Something I'm looking forward to for the first time.
Okay.
This year, college football playoffs.
That's not the first time
it's college football playoffs. Well, first time expanded college football,
yes,
all right?
That's what I'm talking about.
Home playoff college football is going to be so weird.
That's what I'm talking about. I want to see what it looks like.
Oh, Happy Valley this week?
Yeah!
Can't wait till they go down to SMU.
Notre Dame, Indiana tonight. I want to see what it looks like. I'm excited about the 12-team playoffs. I really am. I think this is the beginning of a new era of college football to where they are getting ever so closer to being like the NFL. That's our minor league. College football.
It sure is.
Man, and this time, listen, no more stupid bowl games. We had to worry about the Liberty Bowl and the Poland Weed Eater Independence Bowl. I mean, the bowls I played in.
Right.
El Paso Sun Bowl, yeah, with John Ritchie beat us down 38-0.
Pinstripe Bowl.
Yeah, the Pinstripe Bowl. We don't even have to worry about any of those bowl games anymore.
So
let's go playoff games.
So what I say I'm going to look forward to, I know both of you are going to rip me, but I'm being honest.
What you got?
Every day, I look forward to getting to work and eating my oatmeal. I love eating my oatmeal every day.
When are you going to ditch the oatmeal, though?
Never.
Like, hold on.
Never. I think, truthfully, when I get in the car, 10 a.m., whenever
You're
I get in the car,
about it.
I'm thinking about it. I get here. And Jack knows, if somebody starts talking to me, Rod could tell you this, too. Rod wanted to talk to me in the studio the other day. I was like, I'm going to bring the oatmeal in. I need to eat the oatmeal. I'm hungry. I'm focused on it. It makes me feel complete. Every day, I look forward to eating the oatmeal.
What a testimony for oatmeal.
Yes. A little banana, a little strawberry, a little
especially
almond milk in there.
Especially someone under 50, too.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Yes.
Look, like if you're old, I get it.
Look at me. I'm fit. It's the oatmeal. I am.
I mean, listen, you got a busted hip.
I'm fit. I do have a busted hip. No, I have a bionic hip, actually. Might have the strongest right hip of anybody in this room. It's made out of ceramic and metal.
Yeah, it's especially stronger than mine.
Yeah. All right. So that is next question today for the $50 gift card to the Stateside Distillery Tasting Room. Main question, do you think we are too overconfident about the Eagles? This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Yeah.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
It's better over here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in, trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Hey, y'all, it's Chip Patterson from the Cover 3 Podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. College football is about to enter its first ever 12-team playoff era, so join me, along with Tom Fornelli, Danny Cannell, and Bud Elliott, as we drop new episodes 5 times a week to close out the year. We've got reactions, bracket breakdowns, and best bets for these matchups with championship stakes. Follow and listen to the Cover 3 Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Ew. Every time I hear a hip hop song now, I'm gonna do the
Broads
Valley Girl Broads.
I saw Broads today. He's firing up about it.
The WIP afternoon show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Yeah, he went ham on that track. Turn me up at my headphones. Give me more hi-hat. Yo, Meech Golf, hat trick. Hip hop and hockey going like peanut butter and jelly.
What the hell?
It's getting better, I will say. You're less valley starting to get. So you're almost at the accent.
Yeah. Before we get to the phones here, Jason Kelce was on the WIP morning show and talking about Saquon and the record, Eric Dickerson's record. And here's what Jason had to say:
the fact that this offensive line, Jeff Stoutland and Saquon Barkley, have a chance to obtain that is pretty remarkable. It would just be really awesome for Philadelphia to have that record. So I hope that they do. And I think this is probably the week, you know, don't want to give up game plan. You know, I don't know what they're going to do. If you really dedicate to trying to get him a big day this week, that can lighten the load for the next two games.
Wow. Dedicate to try to get it to, you're not giving him extra carries for it. I mean,
AJ's banged up.
But you're not, I'll ask you this.
Yeah.
You're not giving him extra carries for the record at this point, right? Right.
No.
You're flow of the game.
I just say flow of the game.
Flow of the game. And if in the final, and we've been through this whole thing, the final week, he's 60 yards away, whatever, you're putting him in there, even if the game doesn't mean anything.
Yes.
But in these games, you're not going, hey, it's the end of the game, we can get him three more carries. You know, that helps him toward the record. That's not why you're doing it.
Of course not.
Okay.
Now, if it's a blowout, I got him out of the game.
Right. Yeah, if anything.
Yeah, but if it's one of those situations where they're trying to salt away the clock,
Sure.
It's more beneficial for him. He gets more carries.
Sure. Yeah. But not for the record, is what you're saying.
I agree, okay. Yes.
The Twitter
That's when you're tempting the football gods.
Dude, that is when somebody gets hurt.
Yes.
Is when you're showing off a little bit. Yeah. The Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. By the way, one thing. That's why I think the decisions on these things lies with Nick and Kellen. It's not about asking the players. Because, if Jason's...
Well, because behind the scenes, they want to do it.
Right.
But publicly, they know they can't say it.
Right. And Jason...
But they want to do it.
And you can hear that in what Jason said.
Yes.
Jason's, give him a little more, because that's what the players want.
Yes.
There's a certain... Nick, this is where Nick has to be the adult and make the decisions for the best interest of the team.
Sure.
Not let them make all the decisions on everything.
But you also...
I agree with you,
and I wouldn't go out of my way to do it, but if it's within reach, you have to trust your guys. Listen, you're putting a little trust and faith in God, too. You are, but you're doing that every game. And what you try to do, in my opinion, is not make too much of it. You ask these guys early in the week, do they want to do it? If they want to do it, then we go about business the way we go about business the rest of the week, and you make sure people know he's playing. He's playing Sunday.
Right.
So it's not some mystery.
The last week.
Final week of the season. Yes, we're playing. And that's why, actually, I hope if the football gods are really with us, they'll make sure that last game matters.
So we don't have to worry.
So we don't have to worry about it.
Yeah.
And that's really what I'm hoping for. For that last game to actually matter, and we can play Saquon, because I think he gets it against his former team. He turned down the opportunity for his single game rushing record against them earlier. Now he's going to be rewarded with the opportunity to get the all-time rushing record against his former team. That's karma. That's the football gods.
And if that last week means something, it means that the number one seed is still in play. There's no scenario in which the last game not meaning anything is helpful for us, I guess.
Yes.
Because I don't think it can work out that way. The Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. It's engagement season. Visit the only jeweler with over 2,500 Google 5-star reviews, Mark's Jewelers, online at marks-jewelers.com. Here's the question, I'm curious what you think the response is. Does the overconfidence in the Eagles make you nervous, or do you embrace it? Do you think more people are saying that the overconfidence makes them nervous, or are they embracing it?
New fan base, embracing it.
What do you think the percentage is?
Let's go 73.
65.
Okay.
Yeah, it's a little bit lower than I thought. I thought that there's been a lot of chest pounding this week, and mm-hmm. I thought it was going to be like an 85% embracing it. And there are still some people looks
some
like
reasonable.
A
loner. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, well, a lot of history there.
Right, right. Yes.
Yeah. So, yeah, it's a lot of history there where people are like, we've seen things go wrong in the end.
215-592-9494. Starting us off, Corey in Columbus. You're on WIP. What's up, Corey?
Man, this dude Jack, this dude can't take nothing serious, man.
I know.
The king walking away, man. A legend at WIP. This dude want to make jokes.
He can't do it any other way.
He can't help himself, yes.
Yeah.
Hey, man.
It's a whole package.
Glorilla done made it to the afternoon show. Okay,
you heard that? You heard that?
Hey, we need to replace Glow with 5:30 Creed. Put Glow on, you know. That's what we need to do. Yeah, see? Spike, I'm going to see you sing some Glow, you know?
And I got to be honest. That was Jack's idea.
Yeah, see?
That's his age bracket. That was Jack's idea to Glorilla. That was him.
I really just wanted to That's all I'm here for.
If you want some delegation points, you better play some Glow over that Creed. You
know all right. But the other thing, you know, you ignore the whole rest of the show. There's plenty of other
right.
hip-hop returns in the rest of the show.
Kendrick and all that, but y'all don't sing it. See, sing it.
Well,
we can't sing. Let's not take this a step too far.
Every song is not a sing-along, Corey.
Yeah, and also, Corey, sometimes when we're singing that stuff, it doesn't hit the same. Yeah, there's a difference between in my car driving home and on the radio.
Like Office Space.
Yes. Yeah.
Nah, you're right.
Yeah.
You're right. But you know, that's quiet talk. I got to check you real quick.
Check
First
me.
Of all, overconfident.
Yep.
What? Like, we 12-2. What are we supposed to be? We fans. Like, we supposed to be confident in the team. First of all, I'm back on it. Saquon, go get the record. Yep.
No,
go get the record. See, two days ago, I kind of agreed with y'all, but then, like, I felt something ain't feel right in my system. I'm like, something don't feel right with me. I had to go back to the other side. Go get the record. I'm not afraid of none of these teams. Minnesota know what's up. They know when they see us what's up. When's the last time they beat us? Huh? I don't even know.
What, Minnesota?
They're 12-2 just like we are.
I don't care.
If the game is in Minnesota, you should be a little nervous. That's
was
all
Minnesota,
I'm saying.
Was Minnesota 13-3 just like we was in 2017? And they showed up on site, and what happened? This just like that team.
With a backup quarterback, I believe, right?
And Sam Darnold, a backup quarterback trying to play a starter. Everybody posing
He's
a position.
He's throwing like, a lot of touchdown passes for a backup quarterback.
So did Case Keenum. So did Nick Foles. That's okay. That don't matter. Whoever in the way, it's on site. I'm not afraid of nobody. I'm going to have confidence in my team until they show me otherwise. Sunday, we playing the Commanders. It's a divisional game, but it's a, you know, T-shirt hat game. You know, that ain't. Yeah, we get the little T-shirt hat.
See, this is the overconfidence. You're taking everybody lightly. Washington's those guys get paid, too.
You're talking about scoring 14 points. Man, you better stop playing. When we score 14?
No, you know, I was not talking about this game. I was talking about a different scenario, and that's because Ike doesn't want to throw the football because he doesn't trust your guy.
Ike trusts my guy. Listen,
did
my guy not show you he can do whatever you need him to do? Like, y'all don't got to have his trust. I don't care. Like, whatever you need him to do, he'll do it. Like, you know what I'm saying? Doug, I told y'all, this is Burger King.
Yeah.
However you want it, we give it to you. You know what I'm saying? You want it, you know, like who was it that said it? Pity Pablo? However you want it, you know. I ain't going to sing the song because I know we on the radio. But you know what I'm saying? Like, how you want it, we'll give it to you. Jalen Hurts got to do it. Devontae and AJ got to do it. Saquon, it don't matter. We got confidence in the squad. I tell you right now, I guarantee you, with all them injuries Detroit got, they still got confidence in their team. And that's okay. They can have false confidence. So when they roll up against the bullies,
you know what?
Here's
the thing. If we're not careful, the Lions are going to be the nobody believes in us team instead of the Eagles. And that is a powerful emotion for a team that is 12-2 just like we are.
But the thing about it, though, is that we always going to have a quarterback that nobody believes in. So that's all I – they believe in that Jared Goff. They believe in – all I know is they can believe in the Eagles, but they never going to believe in number one. That's all I need. Don't believe in him. You know what? That's all I need. You can believe in the whole team, but doubt that dude. Ooh, that's all I need.
All right, Corey. All next question today. What do you look forward to?
So I had something, but Ike changed me. I can't look forward to this beatdown that them Tennessee Volunteers about to get tomorrow. Y'all about to volunteer this ass whooping y'all about to get. Because a lot of y'all fans been popping y'all guns.
Play the music.
This ain't none of them Bills. This ain't Knoxville. This ain't Nashville. Louisville. This T-Bus. Come up here. Y'all talk all that noise. We're going to see y'all back down there, you know, with your orange.
Oscar music.
Jack's not paying attention.
Yeah, I know. Jack's not dialed in right now. There we go. Thank you for the call, Corey.
This is going to be a good game.
I don't know anything
Tomorrow's
about college
gonna be a
football.
Big day.
I can't weigh in.
Three college football games, two NFL games.
All right, I got to say.
We got five games tomorrow, bro.
And this afternoon show, Fantasy Football League playoffs roll on.
Yes, they do. Which means, thank you for the reminder about the Saturday games.
I don't really care about this.
Some of us do.
Hate to hear that.
Yeah. Well, when there used to be the London games and the Europe games in the morning,
yeah.
I would wake up at like 8:30 and I'd be like, oh no, because I didn't remember
Did
that I had to set a lineup.
Again?
Yeah.
Yep.
215-592-9494. Oh man, I ruined you. There we go. This is on me. Nick in Collegeville, you're on WIP.
Gentlemen, program director, let me ask you a question.
Former program director, just a guy now.
For FTD. Did I hear one of your co-hosts say, I want 6 inches of snow, not just 1 or 2 inches, because that's what gets me up in the morning. And then he followed up with, I want to experience that. You're letting this...
Yeah, he was all over the place. I was trying not to. Yeah,
look, we're careful.
On a roller coaster. we're
talking about snow.
Yeah, we're just talking about snow.
Yeah, we were talking about snow, and he said, I don't want 2 or 3 inches of it. He said, I need at least 6 inches.
Yeah, that gets you out of bed for a snowstorm. Anything below 6 inches, don't even get me out of bed.
Yeah.
Come on, man. We're still doing this.
I get that. I listen. Whatever. Listen. Like Seinfeld said, there's nothing wrong with that. All right,
Eagles.
Yesterday,
yes.
I thought I called yesterday, right? Ike knows he's a football guy. I thought I called yesterday,
yep.
and he said, and I said, hey, you know, we just want to get to the championship game, which is the Super Bowl, and it's 50-50 shot. If we win, we win. If we don't, it is what it is. And then I was told, no, we're going to win it. We need to win it. We're confident. We need to win it.
Mm-hmm.
And today it's like, ooh, pump the brakes, put on cruise control. Just enjoy the ride.
No, that's not what I'm saying. This is the opposite of what I'm saying.
This is what it feels like, though. This is what it feels like.
No, urgency is what I'm trying to create, a sense of urgency. Everybody, I haven't heard one person this week. The Eagles are 3.5-point favorites. That's not a very big line. I have not heard one person this week talk about this game might be tough. Not one. It's a division opponent against a good team on the road, a desperate team that needs to win. And not one time all week has anyone said, you know, this is a good team over there. Not one.
Well, I agree with that. Now, to follow up something Ike said, just to pivot, he said in the first game, number one, Michael Jordan or Michael, whatever his name is the most important player on the team. I'll accept that.
Mm-hmm.
The most valuable player is our running back.
Saquon, yes.
The third most important player is A.J. Brown. But
yes.
This is what I witnessed. We played Tampa Bay a couple times without A.J. Brown,
mm-hmm.
and we look like a Harry High School team.
Yep.
I know we got a new coordinator, but this happened this year with the new coordinator.
Mm-hmm.
This happened this year with Barkley, right?
Well, we didn't have A.J. Brown or Devontae Smith or Lane Johnson.
Yeah. Okay, yeah. But of those three, all three pose a threat to the other defense. But A.J. Brown, the only person that actually extends the field. I know we like to say Devontae Smith does. We understand that. At the end of the day, it's A.J. Brown who lets Saquon run the football as well as he does, because mm-hmm. you can't have two safeties up there.
I agree.
You can't have three linebackers and two safeties.
But that worked both ways, though. That works both ways. So when you stack the box to slow down Saquon, you saw A.J. have a good day last week. I mean, we have been winning games with A.J. catching 4 passes, 6 passes. Like, I'm not saying A.J.'s not a good player. I'm not saying A.J. is great.
Right.
I'm just saying for this team this year, it's Saquon. This is Saquon's offense. It's okay to say that.
I feel like if we don't have all four of those guys, one running back, two wide receivers, and a quarterback.
Mm-hmm. Put some respect on Kenny Gainwell's name.
Who's had the more dominant season?
No, there's no question Saquon has the most dominant season. But guess what? That's the same running back that was in New York last year, right? How dominant was he last year?
I understand that with no talent around him. I'm not telling you, again, I'm saying for this offense and how it's worked, it hasn't worked by being a passing to A.J. Brown offense predominantly. It's worked because you're giving the ball to Saquon Barkley.
I agree yeah. that they focus on, hey, we need to work where the defense down, and then he might break one or two for 70 yards apiece and a touchdown, or AJ can go over the top because the safeties are crouching or they're tired or they can't chase them down. So I agree with that. It's a balance. This offense is balanced.
Nick, we got to get to Costos. Give us something you look forward to for next question today.
I'm in the wine business. I can't wait till January 2nd, dude. I mean, I'm glad this pays all my bills, but this busy season from Thanksgiving to New Year's Eve. But I need like
you're like a tax guy.
Yeah, you're like you're ready for it to be over.
You're
with.
Like that. You're like the accountants in April. Is what you're saying.
April 16th, exactly. Peace, fellas.
All right, Nick.
All right, Nick.
All right, joining us now.
Another Nick.
Oh wait, actually, there's some news with You Better You Bet, so uh-huh. I want to make sure I get this correct. Hang on, Costos. You're there, right?
Yeah, no, this is. I would like for you to get this right.
Well, yeah. I've had a busy day.
it's not bad, right?
Yeah. So on the line, host of You Better You Bet, Odyssey Sports Betting Insider Nick Costos. Insider calls, of course, presented by BetMGM. Go check out all the latest lines on the BetMGM app. And you can watch You Better You Bet on NBC Sports Fast or Peacock. Just search You Better You Bet. So now we have to look at you on a television rather than just listening to you.
That's right. I'm very handsome, so people should check that out. I did not write the copy.
Yes.
It is laborious, in my opinion. I would have let no one know. I don't know what a fast channel is. I don't know what that means. You can watch the show on Peacock.
There you go.
How Peacock. About that? You go to sports on Peacock, and there's my handsome face, baby. Great to be on with you guys.
Oh, great to have you, Costos. And I will, look, I'm not going to, you are a handsome guy, but you also take care of yourself, which I think means a lot. A lot of radio guys, not anybody here, but a lot of radio guys looking like schlubs all the time. Not you, Costos.
Well,
you're built for video.
Yeah, I'm way too vain for that. I'm in the gym. I'm clanging and banging. Get my hair cut once a week. I moisturize.
Oh, yeah.
I'm way too vain to walk around looking like some ugly fat schlub.
Way
too vain.
There you go.
And I look down on people that are fat schlubs, so how about that?
Yeah, there you go. Keep going, Costos.
No, I think I'm good.
Okay, all
you
right.
You get your hair cut once a week?
I used to do that. I had the fade, I was like, I always wanted a haircut once a week. Nafis can tell you. I would show up sometimes 6 a.m., 7 a.m., right?
I think it is a worthwhile expenditure, one that I look forward to doing every single week.
So Costos, Eagles 3.5-point favorites on the road at Washington. What do you think on that game?
Do you think that they're going to sit the starters to try and concede the one seed to Detroit here, or do you think they're going to go for it here?
Stop. Can we stop? Can we? Is that what we're doing?
Because they have the same record, and you know the whole Lions team is hurt. I love the Eagles on Sunday. I love them. I feel like I bet them every week. It's been awesome because they like cover the spread every week. So point spread, guys, right now is in between 3 and 3.5. So the number at BetMGM is 3.5. It is juiced way towards Washington. So we're very close to this being just a Eagles -3. That is the number that I like. It's the number that I bet. We talked about it. I always tell people, like, you know, I'm on all the time. On Monday, talked about Eagles -3 being my bet in this game. That would be my preferred side, would be to lay Philadelphia -3. I like Jaden Daniels. I like Washington. And actually, it looks like this is probably going to be the matchup on Wild Card Weekend, assuming Detroit gets the one. I think the most likely matchup for Philly is going to be hosting the Commanders on Wild Card Weekend. So the Eagles could see the Commanders again in a couple weeks. That point spread, I project right now to be 7. So if the Eagles host the Commanders on Wild Card Weekend, I think that point spread, I would make it right now, Philly -7. I would consider betting Washington if and when we get there to cover that number because I like Jaden Daniels a lot. I think the Eagles would win the game, but I'd consider betting Washington. In a small spread game, though, I can't bet Washington. I like the Eagles. 3 has to be the number. I think this is going to be a big game down the field for A.J. Brown. He says he's going to be good to go and play in the game. You know I love me some Jalen Hurts. Fly, Eagles, fly. Bet, Eagles, bet. Win, Eagles. Eagles win. Cover Eagles cover Sunday in Washington.
One thing I want to clear up for people listening, because you host a betting show, but this is not a betting show. It's a regular sports show, people who bet. When you say the line's 3.5, but it's juiced toward Washington, that means that if you're going to go bet that line, you're going to have to, it's going to be minus, you know, one whatever if it's the 3.5, right? If you're,
yeah.
Right, okay.
So if you want to bet Washington right now, it's more expensive to bet Washington because again, we're close to going down to 3. So the 3.5 is cheap right now on Philadelphia. My recommendation for people is if you like the Eagles, wait for a -3 to pop at some point in between now and kickoff. And if for any reason anyone out there wants to bet Washington this week, like bet +3.5, not +3. Give yourself the best chance to win.
All right. Give us, Nick, your 3 best ones for the weekend.
All right. I can't believe the Lions-Bears game got bet off 7. So this was Detroit -7. Now it's -6.5. So the Bears got bet. How's that going for everybody? This is dead team walking.
Yeah.
DJ Moore's talking about 1-2-3 Cancun. Thomas Brown, I think, is a decent like play caller and offensive. He is overmatched as the interim head coach. The defense misses Matt Eberflus, not the team, the defense. And I think Detroit's going to absolutely roll them this weekend. I love the Lions laying 6.5. That might be my favorite play of the week. Detroit -6.5 on the road.
Dude, I think that line should be 10.5 or 11, to be honest with you.
Well, you're not right about that.
But, yes, I am.
Well, if it were, I bet the Bears. People would also. I think it should be 7. I'll agree with you there. We should get up to 7 with the Lions. So Lions -6.5. Elsewhere, I like the Eagles a lot. We talked about that. The Rams are 3-point road favorites at the Jets. I disagree with this line. This was 3.5 earlier in the week. Now it's 3. I think it should be over 3. I like the Rams -3. I know the Jets won last week, and Aaron Rodgers has looked decent the last couple games. Rams pass rush, I think, gets to Aaron Rodgers, and Matthew Stafford should slice and dice the Jets defense and light them up like a Christmas tree. Get it? I love the Rams. So coming up on Sunday at MetLife Stadium, I'll be betting the team that's got everybody saying, L.A. Rams. Yeah. And then let's lay the Arizona Cardinals on the road to the Carolina Panthers. Love Arizona. I think Carolina got exposed a little bit last week by the Dallas Cowboys. I think James Conner's going to run for over 100 yards in this game. Arizona -4.5 at Carolina, and I'll give you a bonus bet. Sunday Night Football, which, by the way, people can watch on NBC Sports and Peacock,
the new
home of You Better You Bet.
There you go.
The Buccaneers are 4-point road favorites in Dallas. I think Tampa's going to win by double digits. I think Tampa's going to destroy Dallas on Sunday night. Fire the cannons. Tampa -4, Sunday Night Football in Dallas.
All right, give us a prop or two that you love, Costa.
Let's see what James Conner's over rushing yards is. I'm clicking on it right now. James Conner for this Sunday's game is at 84.5. He's going over 100. I like the James Conner prop very much for Sunday. And let's see here. Let's go to Detroit and Chicago. I just want to see what the number is. Amon-Ra St. Brown is at 69.5 receiving yards. He's actually been decently held in check by the Bears when Eberflus was the defensive coordinator. Now this defense is a total train wreck, and I think the Lions are just going to go with their bread and butter. Amon-Ra over the middle. Amon-Ra over a very nice 69.5 receiving yards in Chicago.
Well,
ooh, I like it.
Thank you, Costos. Congratulations on the show being on Peacock, and appreciate you coming on the show every week.
Yeah, are we doing this next Friday? I'm working.
I don't think
I will not be working.
Nah.
Yeah, right.
Well, you're probably doing it. We're not doing.
Good for you guys.
Yeah.
I wish I didn't have to.
Yeah.
Merry Christmas to you guys and your families, and to all the listeners out there. Wishing everyone minimal sweats, winning bets, the absolute very best luck. And you gotta love that. It's the holiday season, guys. I'm a New York sports fan. Wishing Merry Christmas to all of you filthy Philadelphia sports fans.
Well, you bet the Eagles every single week.
I mean, you know what I like more than fandom? Money. And then they win and cover every week.
That's right.
All right, brother. There he is.
All right, bro.
There he is.
Merry Christmas.
Later,
Nick Costos. Hold on. Let me get it right again. That was host of You Better You Bet and Odyssey Sports Betting Insider, Nick Costos. Insider Call is presented by BetMGM. Go check out all the latest lines on the BetMGM app. And you can get You Better You Bet wherever you get your podcasts. And now on Peacock, you can see You Better You Bet as well.
He's a little extra chipper now that he's going to be on TV.
Oh,
you notice that?
Dude, like, let me tell you. Knowing him, he already has a healthy ego. Costos on TV. Can you? Come on, man. That guy?
Yeah. You need that attitude on
him. Yeah, he's got it. There's no shortage of attitude with that guy. So one guy that there is also no shortage of attitude with, that is Elliot Shore Parks. Elliot, we will hopefully get as much information we can on this A.J. Brown injury. Elliot joins us next. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.